The Tuesday of week six of the 2024 NFL season. I'm Dave Uram. He's the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. The Eagles are returning from their bye week as they will prepare for the Cleveland Browns coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock. A little bit of news yesterday, Merrill. The practice windows opened up for Sidney Brown, who's been on the PUP list, and for Anaya Smith, the rookie wide receiver who has been on IR. What's your reaction to this news?
I think it's good. I spoke with Sidney at length last week, and he was excited about it. He's been feeling pretty good for a while. Don't forget, he tore his ACL at the very end of last season in the final regular season game against the Giants. But he said he's felt good for a while, and he is ready to play. And he's an outstanding safety. You can remember the big play he made last year against Arizona, where he picked off a ball at the one-yard line and took it 99 yards for a touchdown. So, again, he was a draft pick last year out of the University of Illinois, and I think he's a guy who is ready to contribute.
In what way, maybe, if Anaya Smith is able to return, how can he potentially help the Eagles?
Well, he's a wide receiver who had his moments during the preseason, but he possibly, until Britton Covey comes back, he's a guy who has a return ability. I'm not saying he's not a good wide receiver, but I think he's got a ways to go before he fits into that rotation.
Monday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs are 5-0 after topping the struggling New Orleans Saints at Arrowhead 26-13. Saints are now 2-3, losing three in a row. What did you think of Monday Night Football?
Kansas City is absolutely dominant. They're, as you said, they're undefeated, and the Saints started the season in the first two games. They scored over 40 points, and then since the Eagles got to them, they have been struggling. The Chiefs and the Vikings now are the only two undefeated teams in the NFL. You know, it's interesting to watch Patrick Mahomes. He's an amazing quarterback, and he doesn't go by the standards that you can put for other quarterbacks. You talk about getting rid of the ball quickly. He doesn't always. There was one time I watched and timed it. He held the ball for 11 seconds. He danced around, and then when there was nobody absolutely open, he took off for a 10-yard gain and a first down. He's just an unusual talent. He's probably the best quarterback in football.
He's tremendous. And as we saw, you know, in Super Bowl 57, and I guess other times that the Eagles have played Mahomes, it's that even though he may hold the ball, he is still incredibly, incredibly difficult to sack.
He really is. The other thing, Travis Kelce had a great big night. His brother Jason Kelce was there for the halftime show and a million commercials and did a good job. Jason did a great job. Steve Spagnuolo's defense was outstanding. And Andy Reid coached his usual good game. And he did some funny commercials also. You're going to hear about it a lot from Andy on his new State Farm commercial where he actually sings.
Well, you know what? The Chiefs' success speaks for itself, and the rewards of that are speaking for itself in more ways than one, as you mentioned in the commercials. I will close with this, because you brought up the Vikings, who are also 5-0, so I have to ask, because I know that you have watched both at decent lengths. Who's better, Kansas City or Minnesota?
Kansas City. The Vikings will hold on for a while. Ultimately, I'm not even sure they will win the NFC. We have a long way to go. We're only five games into the season if both of those, Kansas City goes into their bye week. But the Vikings have been getting good play out of Sam Darnold. They're getting a good running game going. They're doing a lot of things right now. But ultimately, I don't think they're a team that's going to end up in the Super Bowl from the NFC.
A lot of football still left to play and a lot to talk about this week, Merrill, as we get ready for Eagles against the Cleveland Browns, a 1-4 Browns team that the Eagles simply cannot afford to lose to. Always appreciate your time, and I look forward to tomorrow morning's chat. That's the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.